Shurya Tessin Nidab Nos Kusin Yuridea, Aleph Thomas Etov Shin Mem Beis, June 22nd, 1982,
on Tuesday. All right. Now we have the thesis. Dobra Gil and I think we went over this. In other words, so we see from this thesis that Damteya, now the Mishnah says that this Mishnah says who made him be letters be zeiv she mitam lach yodish. So even Bishamai, so if a yildes is a letters be zeiv, she has to count Zion the king. So then even Bishamai is made it. That if she hasn't counted the Zayin Nikiyim, so then the Dam Teya is Seiser. Is Mitamelach Yosh. The Mishnah doesn't say that it's Seiser Zayin Nikiyim, that she has to start counting Zayin Nikiyim new. That the Mishnah doesn't say. The Mishnah only says, who made him be Yeledes Bezei, she Mitamelach Yosh. Lach Yosh. So it's Mitamel, even Bishama is made. Even Bishama is made. But the question is, suppose she's a Yeledes Bezei, and she started to count Zayin Nikiyim. She started to count Zayin Nikiyim, and then she had a Rias Dam, a Yemei Teya. Is it Seiser of the Zayin Nikiyim or not? Now, the Gemara Daf Lamed Hey Omid Bey says, Toshma, Daf Lamed Hey Omid Bey, Toshma, Umeidim, Biyeledes Bezeiv, Shimitam Elach Yodish, Salkadaitoch, Chanam Adi Paske, Bishlim Lerav Dom Amayin Echadu, Mishimoche, Mitam Elach Yodish, Mitam Elach Yodish. So, Veikimne, so Rashi says, "We keep the kishav in the yigosa, who is so frach in zayin kiv, because all day to rochen am the poska hashvai, who mishmoche mitame, ve the mimayim tome yose, vatir o mitir ose yad she teishem zayin kiv, kedin zove, kedin zove." So in other words, since it's in mayin achol, alechod. Even though it's in Itea, but she has to count Zayin Nikiyim, so Mimele it's done. Vatevo litirosi achetenshem Zayin Nikiyim kidin zomi. So Mimele, that's why it's mitame. Why? Because she hasn't counted Zayin Nikiyim. But the question is this, is it Seisei all the Zayin? Suppose he is Nikiyim, and it's in Itea, she already counted 6 days, and then she had a Rias Dam, the Yemei Teya. Though she had to start counting. Now is the sixth clean day, and she has a Rias Dam. Does she have to start counting 7 clean days anew, or she doesn't have to count 7 clean days anew? She just this day is not clean, but she does. It's not sincere all desire. So, here the Gemara says in so many words that it is Seiser. But maybe it's only Seiser one day. Because since she has to count Zayin Nikiyim, what does Zayin Nikiyim mean? Zayin Nikiyim means devoid of Dam. Now, so if she has a Rias Dam Yemiteya, let's say she's the Yeledes Nikiyim. Yeledes Nikiyim. It's the 15th day, the 15th day, the 16th day, the 17th day. That's in Yemei Teya. So, and then she didn't see any dam from the 15th till the 21st. The 21st, that's the seventh day. So she saw dam. So the male, that day cannot be counted because it's not clean. It's not devoid of dam. Or since she's already the same and she has to count Zayniki, so Mimele, it says her own desire. Not that she has to count an extra day, but it says her own desire, she has to start counting a new 7 days. 7 days a new she has to start counting. So that the Gemara doesn't say. But from this day, says it appears, Taisa says the Kashi, Dobar Agirim Taisa, Vim Tima Yoledes Bizeif Tichiach, this is Seres, Lirav Doma Mayim Lechadu, Afol Kavdi Dam Teyar Imi Geirim, Shum Tume, Viyesh Lim Avdi Dam Teyar, Choshiv Geirim Tvei, Kim Shim Lo Yodo, Havizobo Imido, Lirav Doma Mayim Lechadu, Vlidom Likei Shim Lo Yom Dam Shetira Machmas Kei Shilei Imi Geirim Zivo. So this is a kashi. Why is dam keichi different than dam teya? Dam teya we say iseiser, and dam keichi is atseiser. But dam teya is not giving zive either. So this is the teretz. No, the difference, because dam keichi is never giving to me. Mashenkei, if it is dam teya. So if she hadn't been a Yildes, then it would be Gerem Zive in the amazing. So it's a riot from this day says that a Yildes Bezeim who has to count Zayinikin, if in the midst of the Zayinikin she had the Rias Dam, even though it's in Miteya, so it says there all the 7 days. Because if they say she had been, it only says there 1 day because it's not in Noki. So then Tesis wouldn't have any kasha. Why is it distinguished from Damkeshi? Damkeshi too is Seisa one day. This is what Rashi did say. So what kind of a kasha? So there is no distinction. So it's a raya. It's a raya from this Tesis. The Tesis Shita is that there is a distinction between Damkeshi and Damteya. Damkeshi is only Seisa one day. Mashe, it's not Seisa all the Zayinikin. Mashenki Damteya is say all the Zayinikin, and that we saw is also the Shitas Rambam. The Damteya is say all the Zayinikin. Now the Shitas Rambam is in respect to Damkeshi, so the Shitas Rambam means not it's not to say one day, and even that day itself is counted in the Zayinikin. According to the Rambam, Mashenki in respect to Damteya, so the Shitas Rambam is that if she's a Yeledes Bezeim and she has a Rias Dam in Yemei Teya before she finished counting 7 clean days, then it says all the Zayin. So what is the Shitas Rambam? We explain the Shitas Rambam. The Shitas Rambam is that in respect to Yeledes Bezeim, if she hadn't counted Zayin Nikini, so then the Yemei Teya do not even begin. Just as the Rivshit is, that according to Misira, any Yeledes, so if she hasn't, so the Shites Horif is that Yeledes that who was not Tiberesis yet, so the Yemiteya do not begin, there's the Shite of the Riv and the Sefer HaTrumo, and the Shite of the Rambam is to the contrary. He doesn't agree with the Shitas Aleph. That's in regard to an ordinary Yeledes. So even though the Bisil say that Biyomim Mitzvile Kali Rachmone, Biyomim Rachmone, so it's only Ligabe the Tumas Dam. But the Yemiteya begin even before Tvile. Mashein kin regard to Yeledes Bezeim, who is Mechieves to count Zayinikin, so then the halacha is that until, so according to the Rambam too, until she counted Zayinikin, So, Bein according to Bishamai, and Bein according to Bisilel, the Yimitei Abinat begin until the Yilevis Biseif has completed the Zayimiti. So really it's not Amteya. It's not Amteya because the Yimiteya, once is the Yilevis Biseif, so the Yimiteya do not begin upon the termination of the 7 days or the 14 days. But they begin only after the completion of the Zayimiti. So in Mele, it's all the 7 days. Masha'in kindam keishi according to the Rambam. Masha'in kindam keishi according to the Rambam. So is even counted in Zayikim. And Teisves agrees with the Rambam in regard to Damteya that it says all the 7 days. It says all the 7 days. But Teisves shite is, Damkeishi is not says all the 7 days. But one day, Damkeishi is Seisea, whereas according to Rambam, Damkeishi is not even Seisea one day, and it's even counted in the Zayiniki. Now the Chidusha Rashbo and our Gemara, he is chilek on Teisves. He is chilek on Teisves. And according to him, there is no kasha. Because according to him, when the Gemara says, Bishleime, Lira, Ubisil Leim, so, who made him be 11 days if she be tamil after yovins, so the bite of a phenomenal pass can be shlein the rab dona my nechadu, we should walk in tamil after yovins, so it only means it is, that day is not here. Because since she has to count Zayin Kim, and she has a Riyaz Dam, and according to Rav, it's from the same Mayor, so the Mele, it's not clean. But it's not Seisei all the Zayin Kim. So according to the Rashbo, there is no kasha, Teisves kasha is no kasha, because it's mamish, Damkeishi and Damteya are the same. In other words, Damteya is Tomei, because it's not Noki. It's not Noki, since it comes from Ayon Echot, Mashe Inkei, and Damkeishi too. It's not Seisei, but that day is not counted. So otherwise there is a machlekes between Teisves and the Rashbo. Yeleves b'zeif, if she has a riyah, she in the midst of the Zayin Nikim, in the midst of the Zayin Nikim, or let's say on the seventh day of the Zayin Nikim, she had a riyah down in the Yemeteya, so according to Teisves and according to the Rambam, it is say all the Zayin Nikim, because the halacha is that Yeleves b'zeif, who is mechuyeves to count Zayin Nikim, so until she counts the Zayin Nikim, the Yemeteya do not begin by Yeleves b'zeif. The Yemeteya do not begin by Yeleves b'zeif. In other words, just as according to the Riv, Aliba de Besila, so until Tfilah, the Yemeteya do not begin. So the Rambam maintains the Sachirik and the Shibes of Riv, but, so in regard to an ordinary Yeleves, not Yeleves b'zeif, so the Yemeteya begin automatically upon the expiration of 7 days, Yeleves Zocho, or upon the expiration of 14 days, Yeleves Nikevo, Mashiriki Yeleves B'zeif, who is Mechuyeves to count Zayin Nikim, so until she completes the count of Zayin Nikim, the Yemeteya do not begin. They do not begin automatically upon the expiration of the Yemei Tumas Leile. So Mimele, it's not Amteya in regard to Yeleves B'zeif. So it's say all the Zayin Nikim. According to Teisves, according to the Rambam, Mashenken according to the Rashbo. So if Yeleves b'zeif sees Dam, so that day is not counted, because it's not knocking, it's not devoid of Dam. It's not devoid of Dam, according to Rav that Ma'inecho. Mashenken, but it's not sincere called the Zayiniki. Now then, that's the sheet of the Rashbo. Now, in regard to Damkeishi, so Teisves shite is that Damkeishi is Seisa Yimechot. The shite of the Rashbo is not that it's Seisa Yimechot, but it's not knocking, so it cannot be counted. And on that, and in regard to Damkinshi, there is also in Machlekes between Rashi and Ramban. Rashi and Ramban both agree that that day is not counted. But according to Rashi, it's not counted because it's Eser one day. In other words, the number of days that a certain he has done is Eser, is directly proportional to the number of days of Tumeh that kind of Rie is capable of being Gere. So the Meire, if let's say Zav has a Rie Azive in the Mitzvah Zayinikin, how many days of Tumeh is a Rie Azive Gere? 7 days. So the Meire, it says 7 days. Masha'im came if Zav in the midst of the Zayinikin has a Rie Azkeri, so how much Tumeh can the Rias carry be there? One day to Masere. Some may say it's Eiser one day. If a Zomek Dele has a Rias down in the Zion King, so how much Tume can a Rias down in the Yemezile be there? 7 days. Some may say if a Zomek Dele in the midst of the Zion King has a Rias down, so it's Eiser 7 days. If he's on a daily in the midst of Zion Kim is to let the Sheikh Vazera, so how many days of Tumeh can Plita Sheikh Vazera be gale? 1 day. So it says 1 day. So according to Rashi, Damkenshi, so he says 1 day like Kerry, but like Rias Kerry. And Ramban says, practically speaking, it's the same thing. It is Eisa 1 day, but theoretically there is a basic distinction. The Rias carry is Eisa 1 day because the Tumeh that is Geirei is 1 day Tumeh. So it's Eisa 1 day, so it's Bitira Stira that is Eisa. Mashiach in Damkechi is not even Eisa 1 day, but since there is a Rias down and it comes from the same Ayor, so mainly it's not in Noki, it's not the void of that. And the Shittas Rambam is that Damkinshi is Toyali Gamre, so mainly it's considered even in Noki too. So mainly it's even coming. So these are the Shittas. Naktinon de Inkeishi Biseisa. Mikam Ashma, because the Gemore Daf Lamed Hei Omed Aleh said that the Machlekes between Rabbanon and Rav Lezer is on the question whether Darshe Esim or Lui Darshe Esim. Vazo Vezeve, Vazo Chalun Kevo, whether Lui Darshe Des in Vazo Vezeve. So the Rabbanon Lui Darshe Esim, they don't Darshe Des, and Rav Lezer Darshe Des. Here we say, Naktinon in Keshi Seisei. Why? Because according to the Rabbanon, only that which is giving to Mazivosh, to a Shiva of Zivo, is Seisei. But something that is not giving to Mashiva of Zivo is not Seisei. But according to Rav Lezer, even something that is not giving to Mazivo of Shiva is Seisei. And here we say, Naktinon in Keshi Seisei, become Mashma Dului Darshesi. אם לא יש נפורש ליל, רבון הנסים לדרשי, היינו הר דרושי, אך משהו דרשי כבר, unless we are going to say that it's not a general מחלוקת in collateral pulley, as to whether we דרשי ננס or we don't דרשי ננס. It's a מחלוקת in regard to this. In regard to this. Now, in other words, and there is a very big chidesh in this thesis, very big chidesh. I don't know whether anybody discusses it or not. There is a Gemara in Malakam in Psochim as Rav Akiva who yodir ish kol esim shebeteo Kivi she igia leesa v'shem u lekech otiro. So not Rav Akiva Shime, not Rav Akiva, not a time Shime am esim who yodir ish kol esim shebeteo Kivi she igia leesa v'shem u lekech otiro pirish, because he didn't want to darshi from S of El Hashem Yachtiro. So that a mere boss of Dom should be Israel from the same posse that is expressive of a field of mere before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem HaMesseini didn't want to do it. עד שבו רבי עקיבא ודורש איזה נשם לוקח אותי רואו לרבי סתם ולחכם שודת מינס את רבי עקיבא דרשינס אסי נאו דרשינס אסי so ממילא so a very strange thing I didn't see that anybody should ask that קשה but it's a very strong קשה he says מכם משמע ולדרש אסי אם לא ישן יפורש להיות רבון הנסים ולדרש היינו להר דרושי אך משמעת הוא ידע שכל so in other words there is a pshat in the shaming that when the Gemara says that from a day Rabbono lidar shesi doesn't mean in collateral kula lidar shesi this is the don't dash why this is well, I mean we don't know the call but this is the don't dash but this says it's not mistaba like that it's mashma that Rabbono lidar shesi means in collateral kula the don't dash And here the Gemara says, Naktin on the Inkeishi Seiseir, and that's only true, Alive and Rabbonot. But according to Rabbi Lezer, so you do something that is not there in Tumazivo of Shivo, in Seiseir, and here the Gemara Paschus, that it's not Seiseir, so we Paschal like Rabbonot, Rabbi Lezer. So what does it mean? Loi Darsh Esim, so you call out to the Kule, we don't Darsh Nesim. So Mimele, Alive and Hilche say, So we don't doubt Shnes and Hashem with Yachatiro. We rabbi stam with Chachomim. That's, all the Rishim in Paschim, that Roshet, of Esa Hashem with Yachatiro, we rabbi stam with Chachomim, there isn't one Rishna in the Rambam. I mean, everybody, all the Rishim in Paschim, all the many Amitzvahs, mention that Aloche, of Esa Hashem with Yachatiro, we rabbi stam with Chachomim. So we see that we do doubt Shnes, but according to Teitzvahs, So in other words, so this drosha by Rabbi Akiva is not a living hill. That's a pele, a big pele. I didn't see anybody should ask that kasha. So unless we are going to say that the machlekes between Rabbonon and Rav Lezer is not a machlekes in collateral, it's in regard to this specific case. But Teisa says no. I mean, I didn't see that anybody should ask this kasha. All right. Abai Omar, Eino Siseres Veino Eir. Kosa Frashe, Bichuva Achas, Da Abai Meide, Vimileide, Sheine Rebe, Neilu Isvira Zivos. Even though here Abai says that he will be saved. So if she didn't see any dam in the Vimileide, let's say she is in the Yeledes Bizeim, of a Yeledes Bizeiv of a Nikkei. So the Tumas Leido is 14 days. And suppose right after Leide she stopped seeing down. So Mimele, so Abaye says that she cannot be Tivelis on the night of the 15th and be in Teres Lebailo. No, she has to wait till the night of the 22nd and be in Teres Lebailo. Why? Because the seven clean days, days of Tumah, even though she didn't sit down, I'm not telling her as here as it was. So, Rashi says, Nechuve, that's a baye, that's not a baye so in Shite. That the Machleki, a baye says it only a little bit of Rabrimis, but according to the Rabbonon of Rabrimis, a baye is made it, that he may do so. Shein Rehben is alien with Svira Zivoso. Kosu Rashi Mishubach at Abayi Beli Mereyu Shein Rehben is Svira Zivoso. Doche Mucha Perek Bosim Ena Braise. Vohoche Ali Berab Merin is Kaimon. Teida, the regiuas Lemi Boya Chodem Miunse Bitrei Duchte. Di Boya Vohoche. Here the Gemara raises the question, Di Boya Lomash et Al. Whether you may to me. Give me to Maslai, give me Lady Shinereve. Is a Leonard? So the more raises that inquiry here. And then in another place, Mr. Hasnide, Uvishile Pirik Bosimen. So the more again inquires, the child, Visu Echil Tabaya Braise Dorson. So they are the more has the Tabaya, as to whether you believe in Rebbe Milen. And then the Gemara mentions in Braise that spells it out explicitly, that you believe in Rebbe is alien with Svira Zivos. So how can I buy it? Bechilik on the Braise. How can I buy it? Bechilik on the Braise. we think we ho khali mit rab minus kaimo think that the boys would be a khod mit sibit khuch mit der roch u mi shlo pe basim vi su ay khil kha bay a prai se do son vi su di malem la bay vi rove la hask your stir because the whole wash is straight o ma bay eh o ma bay nakino nen keishi Seis é visível. Vi miskachas tani doma seis é a ura blazer. Tani, rabirine zeinega. Eilidos e seres visível. E boi lo mache tal. So why do they have to mention Eilidos e seres visível? So, de malem la paia vi robe la haskir stire. Lo hoi lo haskir la lia di pligebo. After all, they're not chilek in regard to stire. They both say that Leide is not seis. So the Achilik in regard to Eile, why do they have to mention the Iyan of any season? It's not a controversial point, so they shouldn't even mention it. So, loyal and Haskell Aliyah, whether it's Eile or not, deplicable. Hello, the answer is Aliyah the Reb Merines boy, because the whole Machlekes is only Aliyah the Reb Merines. And Reb Merines. And Rabbi Rina says, "In leides iseres bizive." That's why they mention it. But if the machlekes had been not a little Rabbi Rina, so why mention that? And Rabbi Rina is boy, mauche down, no ke leides iseres. We come on another day, michlau disfira le deinei, deinei. So in other words, Rabbi is midayik from the lotion of Rabbi Rina. Because Rav Merines uses the lotion in Leida Siseres Bizile. Why would he say in Leida Siseres Bizile? Let him say Leida Eilel Izivon Lishvira Zivos. Why does he emphasize the expression in Leida Siseres? So it's a raya that Rav Merines holds it's not sincere, but Eilel it isn't. Mashiach and Rabbonot from Rav Merines, they agree that it's Eilel too. Michal is will the Eile, oi dil mo hobe hotali, kiven di imzi seres, al koko chele, mi vachat ito, shlo itu mo bapseket bineye, u maise robe minu aminalo, di mistoma rab merines li polika kro, va abaye maise minu aminalo, di in ketane di polika braise di bosime. Because on one hand we have the braise that dafnun dalet, in ide, that says explicitly, that in the way the Shinereya Ben is Eilu is Virazivoso. And then Abaye found another price that says the contrary. So how can we explain it? The answer is, the other price accords with the view of Rav Merines. So Rav Merines holds that it's not Eilu. But, and the price of Nudale, that accords with the view of the Rabbonim of Rav Merines. Abaye Maise, no Aminolo, di Ketanei Polka Price of Osime. Vikel Neima, the Rabbi Merines Viralaina Moche, Nuikoma Rabbi Merines in his Seres Veile, Viroadin, but why attributed to Rabbi Merines more than to any other Tane? The answer is there is a diuk in Rabbi Merines Losh, that Enes is Seres, and he doesn't say Enes is Seres Veile, so it's a raya that Rabbi Merines holds Enes is Seres Veile. So the Meile, the price that is contrary to the price of Mandale represents the view of Rav Merines. Vadin da mochi abaye la suye price vitee beam apeles di savre de neile. There the Gemara mentions there is a whole price that discusses the status of a woman who seemed pregnant and then she came later. And she's not pregnant, and the question is, in other words, we are dealing with a woman who doesn't know herself. She is not in very sound mind. So, in other words, so there are all kinds of freakies. Maybe she was mapir, ruach ipiro. When Gemara says ruach ipiro, it doesn't mean just ruach. Any miscarriage that takes place within 40 days of conception is considered like Ruach HaPilo. Ruach HaPilo doesn't have to be after Ruach HaPilo. In other words, because Because when there's a tenidin of the vlad and the mother is nearly there, only if the fetus is 40 days old. But if the fetus is less than 40 days, then it's like lachapil. So they are, that's the price that deals with the teo who doesn't know, who is mixed up. And she doesn't know, and we don't know whether she had a real miscarriage, maybe she's mayor school later, or, and if she had a miscarriage, maybe the miscarriage took place in the Yubezime. So, and she had 3 years dam and 3 successive days, so she's the oldest bezeid. Maybe it's wachipil, so she's not made to my lady, but she had the rias dam anyway. And if she had the rias dam, so we don't know when she had the rias dam, whether she had menine or given menizive. So in other words, so the braisa discusses it here. So that's the braisa of teir. So that braisa necessarily holds that yemeziva she nireya behen is eino eilo yemileido she nireya behen is einin eilo misfira zivos. Braisa di teir ma peres. Di sabre de eino eilo. El di robe have meikelo kirebleska. So Abaye could have said, so Abaye could have said, Abaye could have mentioned the price of Teir Mapeles, but Rove would apply it according to Rabbi Lezer. So that's why it's not Teir, because it's insincere, according to Rabbi Lezer, that even something that is not given to Mezivel is insincere. So Mimele, if it's insincere, so it's certainly you need to Maslade. So you make Maslade is in Eilat. I'm making a mess, I can look at Isaac in Sobo. King Pirsha Rashi. So that's Rashi the Chief. Umashi Pirish. The Maisel of him in Amilo. The Mistomeli Polish of the Rinne Sakho Koshi. The Alko Hebeleza Poli. So how can. So just as we say that Rablezer doesn't darshan that droshe, so we can say that Rablezer doesn't darshan that droshe either. V'yeish leima, davin motzil d'meim el tabach, elo b'laboch edoch la abay isham. Uma shepirish b'raise ma peles, mukali hobik Rablezer davke b'hoabik Rablezer. Deineim elo, avu ligamre lehabik Rablezer. Why? Because the Gemara says they are the price of Mapeles. We cannot go over inside the whole price because it covers the whole daf of Gemara with many calculations. You should have gone over that price. But that price mentions many alohes. And many of the alohes that price that are expressed by that price are not only the alohes. So one of the things that Braise holds, the Gemara says, is that Yimilede Shein Reyabem is in an alien misfira zivoso. And then the Gemara says that holds that all the Zaynikin have to be Svurim Lifoneinu. What does it mean, Svurim Lifoneinu? Svurim Lifoneinu means, let's say, a zob has to count Zaynikin. So Izov has to count Zaynikin. So of course, Midr Rabbonon, she has to make a bdike every day. As a matter of fact, the Chatchila, she is supposed, Midr Rabbonon, to make 2 bdikes every day of the Zaynikin. One day, one bdike in the morning, and one bdike, somuch lishkiyas acham. But they have it, so there is a machlekes tanoi. So there is, one Tanya says, that Izov, the daily, So the bdike every day of the 7 clean days is miyakta. Is a bdike of every day, so of the 7 days is miyakta. In other words, that if, let's say, suppose she counted Zaynikin, she didn't see any down, but one day of the Zaynikin she failed to make a bdike. Not that she saw down. If she saw down on one day, so it says it. But suppose, on the 5th day, She forgot to make it wicked. So according to Rabbi Akiva, since this day is not so poor, because how is it counted? It's not counted. The Zaynikim are not counted the way you count Zvira. You say, Hayim Shnei Yom Leimer. So a Zovik Deile doesn't have to verbalize the count. So the count is realized by making sure, by investigating, by making it dike, and making sure that she does not have any discharge of that. That's how the sphere is realized. So Mimele Rabbi Akiva Shita is that midiraisa, if a Zovik Deile, let's say on one day, failed to make it dike, even though she's not aware of any rias dam, so that day is not counted. Because every day of this Ayin Kim has to be suffer. Suffer in what sense? Not suffer in the sense that she has to say, Hayim Yimecho Lisvira Zivosi, Hayim Shnei Yom Lisvira Zivosi. There is no requirement, even though there is a very strange law. The law says that the Zovik Deile has to verbalize the count, but that's a Shitet Chuyah. I mean, no one is Machmir for that Shitet. That's a Shitet Chuyah. So, Rabbi Akiva says that it's boyish fooling, in other words, that if any one day a woman failed to make Bdike, so in other words, she didn't investigate, make sure that she had no discharge of dam, so that day is not counted. So that Braise of Teire also says, like Rabbi Akiva, that both that every day has to be suffer before neighbor, in other words, has to make a bdike. And if on one day a bdike was not made, was omitted, so then it's not counted in Zayin Kim. And Rabbi Lezer is chelik on Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Lezer says, no, it doesn't have to be a count, every day does not have to be counted, only lechatchila mid rabbonon. But mid raise, it doesn't have to be counted. And mid raise, it has to be counted either only one day or 2 days. Or 2 days, there's a machlekes in Gemara. But not every day has to be counted. So that braise does not accord completely with Rabbi Lezer and everything. But only on this point it can be applied according to Rabbi Lezer. Mashein Kein, another point, so that Braise agrees with Rabbi Akiva that it has to be full in the ending. Or don't make a way. Avul Gamal Lehavik Rabbi Lezer, don't make a way. Rabbi Akiva, the boy is full in the Bneinu. The Rabbi Lezer point away before he comes. So that's Rashi. So what is Rashi Shite? That when Abaye says, you may lay there, she may lay there. Even alien is here as a boss, it's only Abaye says it only Alibid Rabbarines. But Alibid Rabbonon Abaye is made that he believe that Shemereyebe is alien is here as a boss. That's Rashi Shite, but Rabbetam is Chele. And Rabbetam Shite is that the Machlekes between Abaye and Rabbe is Alibid Kula only. Not only Alibid Rabbarines, but Alibid Kula only. So according to Abaye, you believe that Shemereyebe is in alien is here as a boss. And according to Rabbi, it's in Lisvira Zivoso. Furthermore, Rabbi Tam says that here we pass like Abaye, even though the general rule is whenever there is a machlekes between Abaye and Rabbi, the halach is like Rabbi, except in Yalkigam. But according to Abaye, according to Rabbi Tam, this machlekes is one of the Yalkigam. In other words, that's the lamet, yalkegam. So we have yud, ayin lamet, yud yeshon das, ayin eitzeme. The mafreya meifsul mikano habo meifsul. What's the lamet? So many rishonim say the lamet is descriptive of the machlekes between Abaye and Rabbi Meir, whether lechem with meilov is kosher or lechem with meilov is not kosher. But Rabbi Tam says no. The Lamed is not descriptive of Lechi and Ibneilov, but of Yemileide, Shein Rebe. So there we pass like Abaye. The Ramtam before the Rezka Abaye de Neili. Uchi Braise de Maperez. Umidag de, in other words, like the Braise of Teo. Because we have two a machloike between two prices, and one hand the price is af nun dalet, says explicitly in the Timalei Shene Reben, is Eilu Yisrael Zivosa, like Rove. And the other hand, the price of Teo, Daf Choftes, says, is it Daf Choftes or Daf Lama? It starts the Choftes and it continues in the Lamed. All right. So and on the other hand, the price of the Choftes and Lamed says necessarily holds that Yimelei Veshene Reben Ein Leu Yisvira Devosa. So we pass like that price, like a buy. Umidak Deik Midliko Baralo Shema Minu Arba Dimilei Dei Neilin L'Afrikan Abreis Eliel L'Levei L'Chachinuye. So because the Gemara says Gemara says at the end of Lamed, Shmamino, from that Braise of Teir, the Braise which begins with Isha Sheyotzis of Leo, Ubo Rikonis. So the Ibiol from the Shlisha Shvinteri, Vasoro Shvin Sakatom Lavatoya. In other words, and the woman doesn't know anything. So she's a Teir, she's all mixed up, she doesn't know whether she's needing a mizive, whether she had a blood or ruach pillow, and if she did have a blood, whether it was zocha mikevo, whether bizei or not bizei, she don't know anything. Teo. So then, from that price, so the Gemara says, shmamino tlat, three alohes, shmamino rabakili, doma binon sfurim bifaneinu, because the price says that she has to make many blikes, so that means, sfurim bifaneinu, ushmamino rabshimenei, the Omar Avul Omru Chachon Moslasis Gay, Ushmamino Trilob is Mano Mitzvah. So, in other words, the Gemara mentions that this price of Teo agrees with three Tanoi, and three separate, and three Yonim, and three controversial Yonim. So, the question is, why doesn't it mention? Now, this price also holds that Yimeleide Sheinereyeben, Yimeleido Sheinereyeben is Eino Meinu Yisvira Zivoso. That price necessarily holds like that, not like the price of Mundale that Eino Yisvira Zivoso. So the Gemara should say, instead of Shmamino Tlat, Shmamino Dalet, Shmamino Rabakili, Yidoman Surin, Ushmamino, Shmamino Reb Shimeni, and Shmamino Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudei, and Shmamino Yimei Le Shenerei Ben, Ein and Ein Yisvira Zivoso, and then Braise certainly holds like that. The answer is, the Braise only says, Shmamino, that this Braise accords with certain Tanoim, that with the shite of certain tanoim that we don't pass like that. For example, that price holds binon svurim b'faneinu, that even that on the price level, every day has to be realized in every day of the Zionism. And if on one day a woman is over there and forgets to make a dike, so that day is not counted. And on the price level, even the Eved, we don't pass like that shite. So it's a big chiddush, because the Braise is expressive of certain views that are not alive in Hilchas. Or, let's say, Shmamino Tvila Bismana Mitzvah, we don't pass. It's not, some Rishenim do pass in the Tvila Bismana Mitzvah. But anyway, Rav Motam is one of the Rishenim who passes the Tvila Bismana is Lav Mitzvah. But that Braise necessarily holds Tvila Bismana Mitzvah. So Mimele, all the halachas that this price expresses that are not alivin hilchase, so the Gemara mentions, Mashein came, this halacha, that in Reine Shinerebe, Eini Neilis Firas Imoso, of course this Braise expresses this deed, but we pass like that, so it's not something, it doesn't involve a Chiddush, so the Gemara doesn't have to say Shmamino. The Gemara only says Shmamino from this Braise, that this Braise agrees with three views of Tanoim that is not a Lid Hilchas. Mashenke, that which the Braise says, which is a Lid Hilchas. So that's no Chiddush. So what did the Braise say? We pass like that, so that Braise expresses that. So, the Shmamin Alba, the Lilei de Neilin, La Fikina Braise Lil, Lilei de Hachinuya, the Braise Vasilin, the Sabo de Eilin, El Eh. But, so why doesn't the Gemara say Shmamin Alba? Elo, and you mean the Dvorim Shal Chiddush, like Svurim Bino. So that's a big Chiddush, because we don't pass it. That's a way to say. We pass like Reb Lezer, that if one bdike was made in the Zion King, so it's enough. So it's considered suffer. But here it's not a chiddush because we pass like that. Avlop shital on the hill. Veidim rabbetam. The Braise Bosimen. So first of all, Rabbetam says, assuming that the Braise of Bosimen holds, that the Braise of Bosimen holds, that like Robin, that in Eleide Sheinereyebe is Eilebehen Lisirazivoso, but since the Braise that of Teo, of that Choptes, is Chilik and the Braise, and we pass through like the Braise that Choptes, then Rabbetam says, it's very possible that in the Braise Daf Nun Daled also agrees with Abaye. But the Gemara says, Shmamino Yerim Lede, Shein Rebe, is Eilin Lisvira Zivoso. So according to Rav Pope, there is no right on that Braise. Leidim Rabatam, the Braise Di Bosim, and Ikon Meimak, and the Forest of Rav Pope, Mishim Deimo, Yom Bezocho, Lohocher Eilu Shavu Hashem Lisvira Zivoso. Now, you can't understand the thesis unless you went over the Gemara. I asked you to go over. But, now, here the Gemara is, that you know the base, the boy, you may lay those or shame away. She had two rears down. She shaved in comfort. Because if she said it, if she had the rears down, then she couldn't become Tmeo anyway. Damkei she is doing. But Roa so Shne Yomin Bishay in comfort. In the Yidalefim, Shebenido, Leinido. She saw. So Roa so Shnai. Vilishlishi pilo, and then on the third day in the Meizive she had a miscarriage. Then he does my pillow. In other words, she doesn't know. Maybe she had a real miscarriage of a fetus. What is considered a fetus if the fetus is already 40 days old? But suppose the fetus is 39 days old, so that's like Ruach pilo. So in other words, she doesn't know whether it's Ruach Pilo or Vadi Pilo. And assuming that Vadi Pilo, so she doesn't know whether Zohar or Nikeva. You can never know, I mean, if the fetus is so young, so you couldn't determine the gender anyway. So, Lishlishi Pilo, Vini Yidas Mai Pilo, Harezu Sofik Zive, Sofik Leide. So what's a suffix? Suffix leide, suffix zive. Shemo leide, shemo zive. Shemo loizu, loizu. in vladu vili hoasa li psichas hakever harilei. In other words, this braise assumes that it's possible to give birth to a child without it shout of doubt. So, in other words, if it had been impossible, then she certainly would be a zavedela, because one fact is established, that she did see, she did have two rias on two successive days. In other words, let's say the woman had an initial rias dam on the first of this, and then she had another rias dam on the eighth of this. And she, so that's he may see it already. And she had another years down on the ninth of Nisan. And on the tenth of Nisan, she's confused what happened to her on the tenth of Nisan. She knows that she had a miscarriage. Whether it was a miscarriage in the early days of the fetus, and that's considered like Ruach HaPilo, or it's already beyond 40 days, so that she doesn't know. And she had a miscarriage. It's possible that she had a miscarriage without bleeding. She don't know. Maybe there was bleeding. Now, if there was bleeding, and since it was Bishayfi, so Mimele, she definitely became Zobik Deila. She has to count Zayniki. If there was no bleeding, so a Zobik Deila she didn't become. But if she had a miscarriage of a fetus that was 40 days old, and it was a Zohar, so then she's Tomei Tumas Leideh 7 days, in addition to Zayniki. If it was a miscarriage, a fetus, a Kevo, so then she's Leideh 14 days. And suppose there was no discharge of Dam, it was a Leideh Yabeshte, a miscarriage Yabeshte, so then she only has to count 14 days to Masleid in the Kaveh, but not Zayin the King. But maybe it wasn't the Lady Yabeshte, it wasn't the miscarriage Yabeshte. Some Mele, she has to count Zayin the King over and above the 14 days, but she doesn't know anything. So it's possible that she's not Tomei at all. She's not Tomei at all, in case it's Ruach HaPilo. Ruach HaPilo means the fetus was less than 40 days, so it's considered like Ruach, and there was no bleeding. So then she's not Tomei at all, nothing at all. And it's possible that she's Tomei 7 days. It's possible that she's Tomei 14 days. And there is a possibility that she's Tomei 14 days in Itumas Leide, plus Zayin HaKinim, because she did bleed. So she doesn't know anything. How is it Sofik Zive, Sofik Leide? Now, a Yeledes has to bring a call, but only if she had a miscarriage of a fetus of 40 days old. But suppose it was Ruach HaPilo less than 40 days, so then she doesn't have to bring a call. So it be Sofik, she brings a call. Ve'in in Echal. Ve'im Elidoso, she'in Reya Ben, Eilin lo nisvir azivoso. In other words, suppose she doesn't bleed. So then, we can count the Zayinikim within the 14 days that she has to count, because of the possibility maybe the fetus was in a cave. So Rashi says, something later, something Zayin, Shem, later, Shem, Zivo. Shem, Eloizu, Eloizu, in Vladu, Veloi, Rasu, Pshachas, Akever, Har, Leide, Veloi, Zive. Vim, Eine, Vlad, Veloi, Rasu, Dam, Pshachas, Akever, Har, Zive, Vim, Kam, Leide. Vim, Vladu means 40 days old. And Ruach HaPilo means less than 40 days. Let's say the fetus was less than 40 days, and there was no dam, and kaloizu veloizu. Hilkach sopiku. Vinatilo leochim leide litam ishwai. Afil loitir. Vichim azir veshe kolzman shloitiv sizaynikim leitaya. Umivirkom vinenochor. Shemo in kaloi leide veleizive. So the Braise says, v'imelidoso shein reim v'enel nisvira zivoso. But the Braise mentions it in a certain context, in connection with this kind of a woman, who is a sofi kill the zoho, shaloi bizei. Sofi kill her es likeivo, shaloi bizei. Sofi kill her es zoho bizei. Sofi kill her es likeivo bizei. And there is a fifth alternative. another doubt. Five possibilities. One possibility is that she is stay all the she's not a yieldess, is nothing, and not is over nothing. Another possibility is she is over, but not a yieldess. Another possibility is she is a yieldess, but not is a yieldess or chavzei. Another possibility is she is nikevo, but not is a. Another possibility is she is nikevo bizei. It can is nikevo bizei. So all these possibilities. So in connection with this woman, who is subject to all these possibilities, the Braise says, "You know, idosa sheirei ben, even lo esiras was." Omar Rav Pope. So in other words, so Rav Kane tried to be patient. This Abaya of the Gemara, that Abaya was whether you lay the sheirei ben healing or not healing. So the Braise says that it's healing. So Rav Pope says, "No, it's no raya from the Braise. We can say." That's Milidos Hashem Ereben is Eilin Eilin Yisvira Zivoson. But Shami Hoson, in this Braise, it's Eilin because of his Vexveike. Kiv Likali Meima Yolede Zochali. Vichol Hamishi Vyisei Radika Yevinolo. Sal Kolom Yisvira Zivoson. In other words, here there is his Vexveike. Here there is his Vexveike. So, one's possibility is that she is not even in Yeledes Mizei both together. So she doesn't have to count Anikim. She doesn't have to count Anikim. Maybe there was a Lady Yabesh. So she doesn't have to count Anikim. Assuming that she wasn't a Lady Yabesh there, and that she has to count Anikim. But maybe she was only Yeledes Zoho. She was only Yeledes Zoho. And Yeledes Zoho has to count only 7 days. To Maslade. So the Mele, and she has to count 14 days Mimonepshah, because of the possibility maybe she Yoledes Nikeve, apart from the possibility of Yoledes Bizeim. So she cannot be Tiveles before the night of the 15th anyway, because of the possibility maybe she miscarried the Nikeva. So the Mele, when she is Tiveles on the night of the 15th, so then the Braise says that Mitzat Svexveike, she is Muteres Levayla. Not because in all situations, so you know, Lidoso Shin Reben Otsiras Vaso. No, in this particular situation, so you know, Lidoso Shin Reben Arim, because of Isvek Sveik. Maybe she was not in Yeledes, maybe she's not in Zobe altogether. She's not in, she doesn't have to count Zainikim. Assuming that she has to count Zainikim, she is Yeledes Vizei. But maybe she only miscarried his ocho. So the mele, the second 4, 7 days, in the 14 days that she counted, so one at yumitume. So it's already yumiteya. So the mele is, it is said mele is because it was. So Rav Pope says, one second, please, don't interrupt me. So Rav Pope says that we cannot deduce from this braise that he melidoso shenereya ben is eilin eilin yisvira zivoso lo yisvoso maybe is eilin yisvira zivoso maybe it's eilin eilin, but here the Braise says that she can count them because of his vexing. Omar lei ravune preid rav yishua le rav pope b'yelede zocha like li svuke b'yeledes nikeivo like li svuke. Obviously when the Braise says v'yeludoso shenereya ben eilin yisvira zivoso has general implication, not in this particular case, but generally it is so. Because if generally it's not Eile, how could it be Eile here? What? But here's a good argument, Rav Pope. Svexveike. So Tesis explains it. The time the Rabune be the Rabbi. So he says, so there is a possibility that she is Yeledes Bezei and that she miscarried in the cave. And she miscarried the Kevo. And so Mimele, so how does the Braise say that if she counted Zayin's 7 clean days within the 14 days, so on the night of the 15th, she is developing some Muteres Levayla, so it's a riot that generally it is so. El Lav Shmameno, El Shmameno. So Tesa says, V'tayim v'ravun ha'greid Rav Yishua, Aval gav d'havi svek sveike, Mikol mokim, Ibeal me'inelui, Hochenam v'havuli mikzarot bel. In other words, so with the Rabbonon, the Braise couldn't say that here it can count. because Eve generally it's a all right, so there is no chshosh for a mix. But if generally it's not a le, so mid rabbanon we shouldn't say that it's a le here, because if we allow it to be a le here, then people will make a mistake in every situation. They'll count it. So since the braise allows it in this case, so it's a raya that the braise allows it in everything. Anyway. So they read the Rabbatam. The braise, so first Rabbatam says that even if you assume that the braise daf nun dalet holds like Chove, but we pass like the braise daf choftes and lamet. But then he says, no, the braise daf nun dalet does not necessarily have to agree with Chove. Maybe the braise daf nun dalet also agrees with Abaye. But the reason is why the braise over there says that it's Eile, because in that particular context, it's Eile because of his lexi. Wait them Rabbi Tam the price in Bosim Niko Mema before the Rabbi Kope Mishim Dei Mi Yol Dezocho Locha Yom Mishim Rashi Yom Yisvino Devoso Udvor of Mira Tvei. So at first Teis says that it's Mashma like Rabbi Tam Midikto Devin Kobone Nechal Im Kei Nikel Meima Eimer. Why is Im Kobone Nechal? Because we are Chei Sheish. Maybe she was not in Yodis altogether. Maybe it's Ruach Epiro. Maybe the fetus wasn't even 40 days old. So that possibility that maybe the fetus was not even 40 days old, so is considered, because it says vein kobon necha im kenikel meima eima lo yodo im kenikel meima eima lo yodo im kenikel meima lo yodo. So vafilu yodo eime yodo zocho. So since we see that the braise considers the possibility that the fetus was not in Mivlat, he was less than 40 days old, as something likely, because if the braise had not considered it as likely, but as something unlikely, so then the korban should be nechal too. So the fact the braise says it's not nechal, that means it is sofik whether she's a yildes. Maybe she is ruach epira. So memele, that sofik is considered as a good sofik. So memele, since that sofik is one sofik, so then it is vexeke, because one sofik is a real sofik ashoko, that may be ruach epira. Voraye, that we say in an echa, because after all, if it hadn't been considered as a sofik midraise, a sofik ashoko, so if on the basis of Rov we should say that in all probability the miscarriage was a miscarriage of a fetus that is already 40 days old, so what heter do we have to abstain from being mikayim mitzvah of eating the korban? So that shows that on the raise level there is a real sofik. Maybe the fetus wasn't even 40 days old. So, and then there is and assuming that it was 40 days old, maybe it was izochor, it is just as likely that the fetus was izochor as it is that the fetus was in a cave. So, maybe it's a real sveksve. Vafiru yonder ima yonder zochor. Viteida, the rekibel divre rabune de hoso. Vilehodabe. In other words, even though Rabbuna Breit Rabbi Yeshua says that it is a raya muchachas from that braise, but Rav Pope did not concede to Rabbuna. How do we know that Rav Pope, after hearing what Rabbuna said, did not concede to Rav Pope, did not concede to Rabbuna? Vidayla nukibli Rabbuna dorsom, vuhodobe, elosoba deinei, midikoma bishmaitzin, Rav Pope oma, al kocho hanom beis, al kocho hikishon akosu. Vi sovareili, and if we are assuming that Rav Pope, after hearing what Rabbuna Breit Rabbi Yeshua said, so he considered Rabbuna Breit Rabbi Yeshua, so that means that Rav Pope in the end also held that he may lay the shenereyaben is alien misviras zivoso. So the mele, then we are forced to apply this braise on a base like Rabbi Lezer. like Rav Lezer. You can call a tzukalik like Rav Lezer. Ki de make me robe. Va my doch it went like Rav Bonon de Rav Lezer. De amre in don in the hefshah mishi hefshah. Ki de blabo chetzoch like Rav Lezer. De oma. The Oma ain't alien, elevada loyodo. Umi we got seen on the eel, the Oma sinse rebelezer, the hoche rebelezer, Eli chiach klum. In other words, because the question is, how are we getting over there? So, because over here, we are, it's rebelezer. So he says, Homani Rabbi Lezer, the Oma Name, so he says, Oma Rabachad Barame Rabbi Lezer, the Oma Donon Efsher, Mishi Efsher, Rabbi Lezer, with the Yud after the Lame. Now the Atukya so is, who, the one, the Tane, who says that even something that is not Gerim Zid to Mazivo, Iseiser, is there too, it's Rabbi Lezer, is the same Tane, or there it's Rabbi Lozo, not Rabbi Lezer. So if we are Geres, if we umiu igasin liyo domasin se Rabbi Lozo, vi hoche Rabbi Lezer, in liyach yachlum, so the mele we cannot say, kin di blav hoche tzolch lukme ki Rabbi Lezer, domarin eili. No, it's blav hoche tzolch lukme ki Rabbi Lozo, not necessarily, alright, so then there is no right. V'divrei rapope de likamon ike limeimar deine ike. So now, at first, they said, like Rav Netan, that what rapope says, because Rav Kame mentioned the raya from that price that he made a shein a raya ben, is even with Sfirazikos. So then, rapope said that there is no right, because maybe it's Eilim. But the reason is why the Brice in that context says Eilim on the basis of Svexik. And Rabbi Brit Rabbi Shule says, no, it's not on the basis of Svexik. So Rabbi Tam said that Divrei Rav Popa is Ikya, because he didn't concede to Rabbi Brit Rabbi Shua. So now he says that it's possible to say, not like Rabbi Tam, that Rav Popa's memory is not Ikya. In other words, that we say like Ravuna Breda Rav Yeshua, that from that Braise Yitzirayu, that Yimelei Deshene Reyeben, so is Eilu Yisvirazivoso, because in generally it would not be Eilu, so in that particular case it wouldn't be Eilu either. V'diva Rav Popa L'kamon Ikel Nima Veini Ikya. They need, in other words, but Iker is like Ravuna Breda Rav Yeshua. But why is that Iker? After all, Rav Popa mentions a very strong argument. It's a Svexvig. So Tate says, immediately the Dalet explains it on the basis that if generally speaking it would be a Nele, so the Mele, even in this particular case where there is a Svexvig, with Ravuna we should be Machmia. We should be Gezer. Here Tate says something else. So, the Vira Popa will come and kill Nima Ben Iker, Avalpi the Havis Vexveke. The Avalpi the Havis Vexveke. Afil Hoche, Shavu Hashemni, Eine Eile, Lisvira Zivoso, Dinkali Meichash, Dilma Mikeli, Kidoma Rabune Oso, Mishum Di Ike Name, Mishum Di Ike Name. So why, even though it appears that Rav Popa's argument is a very strong argument, because after all, how can we deduce from this price the generally speaking, maybe in that particular case it's Eile, because we have Svexveke. What's the Svexveke? Because the Svexveke is that Vafil Hoche Shavu Hasheni, the Ikele Meichash, Dilmo, the Nikeilei, ki dikom rabune hoso mishum diike name svexveke biseif himeteya disasrelo ki diparishe sliyo gabei hamapeles chayvei. Now the Maram explains it. So the Maharam explains, in other words, we cannot apply that specific here. Abuna B'rid Rabbi Shua, he says, if generally, so you may lay the Shemerei Ben, is in Leil Yisrael Zvosa. So here you couldn't say that it's Eileh because of his Svexveike. What's the Svexveike? The Svexveike, Likule is, because Ima lo Yolto. So she doesn't have to count Zayikim altogether. Im Timtzel, Ima Yolto, Ima Zoha Yolto. So Meileh, so on the eighth day, so it's already after the Yimei Tumas Leileh. So Meileh, the second 7 days, within the 14 days, is not Yimei Tumas Leidoso. Tumas Leidoso. Because if you are going to apply that Svexveike that way, so sometimes you will face a conflict. Because suppose this woman who had a miscarriage and she doesn't know what kind of miscarriage it was, whether it was Uach Pilo, Vlad Pilo, Zochon, Kemet, Bizeid, not Bizeid, she doesn't know anything. So suppose this woman will have an initial rias dam and the on the 34th day is of the miscarriage. And the 34th day is of the miscarriage. She'll have an initially. So of course, she'll be Asura Lebailo. She'll be Asura Lebailo because she cannot, because she doesn't know. Maybe if she knew that she was a Yeledes Nikevo, so Memele, the 34th day, as of the miscarriage, is still within the Yeliteya, 66 days. But she doesn't know. She doesn't know. So Memele, so if she has an initial rias dam, and the 34th day is of the miscarriage, so she has to be chesheshes. Maybe it's already after the Yeliteya. So Memele, she has to start, she has to count 7 days. 7 days, you may need. Now, so suppose a woman will have an initial riyah on the 34th day, and then she'll have another riyah on the 41st day. On the 41st day. So, Mimele, there we should say that all she has to do when she has a second riyah on the 41st day, after she had the riyah's dam on the 34th day, she has to count only one clean day. And the night after the 42nd day, she should be interested by bailo on the basis of Svexveike. On the basis of Svexveike. Because number one is maybe one possibility is that she was not in Yeledes altogether. She was not in Yeledes altogether. If she was not in Yeledes altogether, so she never had any Yimei Teyah. So now on the 34th day she had an initial riyah that started in Yemenide, the cycle of Yemenide. Now on the 41st day, so that's the 8th day as of the day of the initial riyah. So she is Zovektamet and she counted 1 clean day, she should be able to be Tedeles and Mutaras Lamayo. So in other words, so that's one topic. One possibility on the basis of which, if she counts 1 clean day, if she saw an initial riyas dam on the 34th day, and then she saw another riyas dam, she had another riyas dam on the 41st day, so on the night after the 42nd day, so she should be mitaras lebailo, because of the possibility maybe she was not in Yeledes altogether. If she was not in Yeledes altogether, so the riyah on the 34th day may started the cycle of Yemenide, and the 41st day, Yemezivet. So she was Zovektane. She counted 1 day. Now it's already the 43rd day. So she should be Tiveles in Tesla Milo, on the basis of that possibility. In Timzoleima, that she was not in Yeledes, so one possibility later is she was not in Yeledes altogether, the Tuachipiro. And then in Imtim Zoleima that Vladipilo, maybe she was Mapil in the cave. If she was Mapil in the cave, so both Rias won the Yemiteya. So she certainly tells the Bailo after she counts 1 clean day, but we couldn't apply that Svexveike in regard to that woman. Because if we tell her now that on the night of the 15th she can be developed, and we tell us the Bailo, because of his vex wicked. Maybe she was not a Yoledes altogether. In case she was a Tiveles, I'm sorry, in case she was a Yoledes, maybe she was Mapili Zocho. So Mimele, she already counted Zainikin in from the 8th to the 14th, inclusive. So how can we now we apply the Svex Veike the other way and be mad to her after she counted one clean day, the 42nd day? So as of the miscarriage, as, so we allow her, how can we allow her to be Tiveles the night of the 43rd? And do Mutaris Levayo on the basis of Svex Veike, number one, maybe she was not a Yoledes, so Mimele, the second Riyah that she had on the 41st day, was really a Riyah in Yimezive, so she only became Zabiktane, and she counted one clean day, so she Mutaris Levayo, and then assuming that she, and assuming that she was not, she was not a Yoledes, assuming that she was a Yoledes of Ivlad, maybe she was Mapir in the Kevo, so Mimele, both Rias took place in Yemiteya. So, but this Svex Veike would be diametrically opposed to the other Svex Veike. So, that's a Klal in Svex Veike, that if we apply Svex Veike, in other words, that's one of the Klalim in Svex Veike, the Shach. Mentions that in the Kloli Svex Veike in Simen Kufyud. In other words, that we cannot apply Svex Veike if there is a possibility that in the future there will arise a situation where we'll have to apply Svex Veike the other way. So, Mimele, so we could not apply this Svex Veike, because if we apply this Svex Veike that way, and we take advantage of the possibility that Zohar Ipiro, maybe she'll have a Rias Dam on the 34th day, and then a Rias Dam on the 41st day, and then she'll count one clean day, and then she'll be Tiveles, and we'll have to say she's Muteres Lebailo on the basis of the other Svex Veike. So maybe we cannot apply this Svex Veike either. This is what Tesis is saying. So, the divra potum le kamani klanima veini ikia. Avo baf, avo pi, de ha de srex reike. De ne srex reike. Vaf u hoche, shabu ha shei mei neilo is svira zi voso. Vike le mei chal kiom vini keiwe. In other words, we cannot rely on the srex reike. Maybe, no yeledes altogether. Assuming yeledes, maybe it's yeledes ocho. No, we have to be cheshish for the possibility that she was a Yoledes Nikeivo, she miscarried in Nikeivo. Why? Because we don't know. Maybe she'll have a Rias Dam on the Lam Yim Lamedalet, and then another Rias Dam on Yim Memalet, and then we'll have to apply that Svex Veike. Maybe she was a Yoledes Nikeivo. So both Rias won Yimiteya. Kidi, di ikle michal di ume rebe kewe in, kidi koma rabune hosom, mishu dike nam de svek sveke, bisef in itea, di satsalo, kidi parishes liu, gabo apeles chayavei, umiu, kidi de in kobono nechal, ike du laboche, svek sveke, shemo loi roaso, va filu roaso, shemo loi yo. So then, Tetzvis now says, no, that we have to say that Rav Poppe did not concede to Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua. Even though Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua says that we cannot apply a Svex Veike here, because that Svex Veike possibly might be diametrically opposed to another potential Svex Veike, but he said, no, he does not, we can still be Matia. So he says, because here we have a Svex Veike without coming in conflict with the other possible potential Svex Veike. Why? Because since we say that in Kobon and Echal, so that means that the Gemara considers it, that the Braise considers it as a Sofak Ashok, the possibility that she did not miscarry Glad, the Tuach Epilo, that means it, that the fetus was less than 40 days old, that is a Sofik HaShoko, that involves a Sofik HaShoko, not a remote possibility. So the mele, so we can apply a svexveke here, a kind of a svexveke that will not necessarily be in conflict with another potential svexveke. Why? Bilavoche in svexveke. Shemo loiras. Number one, in other words, we can say that generally speaking, so you melebe shemiriya ben is in an alien lisfira zivos. But here the Braise says she can count the from the 8th till the 14th Lisfira Zivoso. Why? Because of his vexing. Number one, maybe she had no discharge of dam. She had a miscarriage, but there is a possibility of having a miscarriage without bleeding. So that's one possibility. So she certainly doesn't have to count Zayin Ki if she never bled, and the miscarriage was a miscarriage Yabesh. Assuming that the miscarriage was not a miscarriage Yabesh, but maybe the vlad was less than 40 days old. So now this Vexveike will not be in conflict with the application of this Vexveike later on, in case she sees dam. She sees dam on the 34th, and then she has another year's dam on the 41st. So then we'll be able to apply this Vexveike Leheter without colliding with this Vexveike. Because then we'll apply this Vexveike as follows. We'll say, maybe it's Lo Yoldo, and if it's Yoldo, if it is Yoldo, so maybe it is Yoldo Mikevo. So both are in Itea. So if we apply this Vexveike, maybe we was Adam altogether. Maybe it was a Nifores, a miscarriage Yabeshte. If the Tzolema that it wasn't a miscarriage Yabeshte, maybe there was no Vlad. So the Mele, then it will not come in conflict with another potential Svexveike, because the other potential Svexveike will consist, maybe it's Lo Yoldo, Intim Tzolima Yoldo, maybe Pilo on the cable. So that Svexveike will not be in conflict with the Svexveike. Maybe we Roaso Dam, Intim Tzolima Roaso, maybe Lo Yoldo. Some Emele, Rav Pope does not have to concede to Rav Levi Gravishu. Alright. Umiu, kibin den Kabona Nechal, ike belabo ches vexveike, shemol yoraso, vafil yoraso, shemol yoldo. So memele, we don't have to say that Rav Pope, so memele, it's possible that Rav Pope did not concede to Ravune Breit Rav Yeshua. So, in other words, it's on the contrary. So it's possible that Rav Pope did concede to Rav Huna Breit Rav Yeshua. So, Mimele, then we have to pass in that Mimele. You see, because Rav Huna Breit Rav Yeshua says that from the Braise it's Muchach. From the Braise it's Muchach, that Mimele Shinerei Ben is Eilim Yisvira Zivoso. Rav Pope says from the Braise it's not Muchach. From the Braise it's not Muchach. We could say that it's Eilele Lisvira Zivoso, generally speaking. But here it's Eilele because of his Vexveike. So Rav Huna Breit Rav Yeshua said, no, you cannot apply his Vexveike, because that will come in conflict with another potential Vexveike. So Teisa says, no, but it does not, according to Rav Pope, it does not have to come in conflict with another potential Vexveike, because we could apply Vexveike in both. The first Vexveike right now, regarding counting the Yimeleide for the Sfiras Yimizivoso, consists of this Vexveike, maybe Liroaso, Intitzolima Roaso, maybe Liodo, and the other potential Vexveike will consist, maybe it's Liodo, Intitzolima Yodo, maybe Nikeva Yodo, maybe Nikeva Ipiro. So the Mele, this Vexveike is a good Vexveike. So, since this Vexveike is good Vexveike, so mele there is no hechrach from the Braise, that this Braise holds it generally, we don't say, we say that generally we say maybe generally it's Eile, but here it's Eile because of his Rexveke. Some Eile we can say like Hamleta. This is what Jesus means. Veimer Hamletam, the Meile Shein Reyebehen, who lamed the Alki Gam, the Loilechere with Meile before he came in the Erev. We have Sadi Kosav, the Noshim Shalonu, the Hashim on the Kayon and Bizei, Imokunim to Mazayan Zoho, or Yidalib and Kavo, the Sofra Shimon Kim, the Meitea, or Yafilo, the Meitume, Muteras Lebailo, Admem Zoho, or Payle Kavo, Afa Pishareya Da, Hakosov Kori Damtea, Shechem Shon Hachomi, Yimilede, Shinereya Ben Ilu is near Sikazivoso, having behaved Yachemical Rameta. So, in other words, we see that over the Shinim Achemical Rameta. All the Rishenim Achelik HaRabah. So Rav Sadi Goyen also passes. That Yimilide Shinereya Ben is a Neilo Lisvira Zivoso. Amizeilo Lisvira Zivoso. Vihot Likom Ab Mapeles Shmam Nadalet. But one of Hamletam's Rayas is, why, if the Aloch is that Yimilide Shinereya Ben is a Lisvira Zivoso, And the price of Teyah certainly holds Einereye. So when the Gemara says Shmam no Tlaf, so the Gemara should say Shmam no Dalet. Bishleini, if we say like Hamletam, the Gemara is only saying Shmam no Gimel. If those Gimel accord with the Shittes that are controversial, and we don't pass them like that. But, so, Mashenkin, this aloha, that Yimreide Sheinereyebe is Eina Eil Yisrael Zivoso, that's not Shaloy Alibin Yilchase, that's Alibin Yilchase. Then the Gemara doesn't have to say Shmamano, because that's, we pass like it. But if we are going to assume that we don't pass like that, and that Braise holds like that controversial view, so maybe the Gemara should say Shmamano Dale. We hold we come out of Shmam Dali the Gonema, we should come out of the Muslim name, Romani Prini, can come out Shmam or Rabakivi, Shmam or Rabshimani, Shmam or Tulu is Man Mitzvah, Lafukim Rabbi Sib Rabiude, I will hold the name of the Muslim name, Romani Rablezari, they are buying the Kula of my name. So that's why the Gemara doesn't say Shmam or Yimorinde, Shinrinde, because according to Abaye, all the Tanoim hold that it's in there. That all the Tanoim hold that it's in Eile. So the Mele, the Gemara doesn't have to say Shmamino. Shmamino, Yomelede, Shinereya Ben, Eilein, Limeisver, Osita. Alright. Now, Rabbi Omar, Inesis says, Vim Teima. ורוב בסדר בפרק בין די אפשר לפסיכס הקבע ולדם ואם כן תסתה והוכה דין on שיבו ניקין מדם so now Rove says that it's not sincere now how can we say it's not sincere but Rove himself says that it's impossible for the lady to take place without dam so if it's impossible for related to take place without dam, so maybe there has to be istir. Why does it have to be istir? Now, the ordinary lady takes place with a lot of pain. So the ordinary lady. So even if we say that if shall itzichas akeva bleidam, so there was a discharge of dam. But what kind of dam is it? Simultaneously with the birth of the child. Dam keichi, it's coupled with pain. So the melee, if it's coupled with pain, so it's dam keichi, and dam keichi the aloch is not sincere. So the maram and the mashor, they explain the thesis very simply, and they say because as Rashi says, and that's thesis shite also, not the Rambam shite, but that's Rashi shite. And Teisa Shite, that even though Damkinshi is not Seisaya, it's not Seisaya Shiva, but Yehme Echod it is Seisaya. It is Echod it is Seisaya. So Mele, here Rabbi says, Eina Siseres, he means, Eina Siseres means that it's not Seiseya Zion. But in Mechod it is Seiseya. Who is talking about the Mechod? Who is talking about the Mechod? So I mean, that's the plain pshat in Tesis. Now, alright. So Tesis, that's Tesis Kasha. Vim Tisteya. The Hoche Bino and Shiva Nikim Midam. So on the counter, so Tesis Kasha is. So Tesis Kasha is. Tesis Kasha is. Why does Rabbi say Enes Yisaretz? Enes Yisaretz. So the Marsho and the Maram explain it. Enes Yisaretz means that it's not sincere at all. Not even one day. Enes Yisaretz means it's not sincere even one day. But since he has shalim psichasakeva b'vritam, so then one day has to be nista. One day has to be nista. That's the discussion. The Yeshleima, the Rabbi say the Rabbi alive the Rabbi Minis Koma, Kid Parishes, we saw what they have shown the Psyche Sakev of Leidam, the Koma of the Nisisaras. So in other words, Tesis is saying, Tesis is assuming, since Rabbi uses the Losh Eino Sisaras, so that implies not only it's Eino Sisaras 7 days, we could have given, Tesis could have given that Eretz, but Tesis assumes that Eino Sisaras is Mashma, the plain meaning of Eino Sisaras, Eino Sisaras Paar. In other words, that there is not a stira even for one day. Enes Yisaretz. But since it's the Efshel Yisrael Sakev Leidam, so once a stira of one day, there has to be at least. A stira of one day, there has to be. There has to be. So Mimele, Tisa says, the Kashe, Vim Kein Tisteya, L'chol Apoches one day. So Tisa says, when Rabbi says Enes Yisaretz, he says it, Alu B'Rab Marines. And Rav Novinus holds, actually, it's just a kind of like that. So mainly is reference to the case where there was no doubt. There was no doubt. Now, the Sifrei Tare in Simen Kuf Tzadik Dalet, Siv Beis, so he deduces from this Teisves, the Teisves is Chilik on the Rambam Shite. Now the Rambam Shite, so now, how does the Rambam explain this Gemara of Hananiah? Hananya ben Achira of Yeshua Aimer Kol Shechal Kishuyo Vishlishi Shalo Afilu Kol Ayim Kuli Bishufe Ein Zu Yomedes Bezeit. So there are three pshat in Rishen, we mentioned. One pshat is that Hananya means the same thing as Rabbi Yeshua. The same to Rabbi Yeshua. That in order to be concealed, Yomedes Bezeit, so the Sheifi has to consist of a 24 hours that start with sunset and end with sunset. But suppose the Sheifi started in the afternoon and then it continued into the next afternoon, even though it's 24 hours, period.
Shir Yates and Nidav Nos Kusim Yoredea, Aleph Talmud Heitav Shin Mem Beis, June 22nd, 1982 on Tuesday.